This is a Carlisle ValueCast, brought to you by the Carlisle Group. ValueCast brings you insights from our One Carlisle Network, providing analysis, data, and observations to help you navigate the global economy and top-of-mind issues in news. The Carlisle Group. Invest wisely. Create value.
Greetings and welcome to Carlisle ValueCast. I'm Chris Ullman, head of Carlisle's Global Communications. Thank you for joining us on this latest installment of our We Are Carlisle podcast series. And our guest today is Pam Bentley, Carlisle's Chief Accounting Officer. Welcome, Pam.
Thank you, Chris. Great to be here.
It's a delight to have you. So let's get right to it. When did you join Carlisle, and what do you do here?
I joined the firm almost 12 years ago. It's been amazing to be a part of the transformation of the firm from 500 people in 10 countries to expanding to become a public and global asset manager with more than 1,600 people in over 20 countries. In terms of what I do, I am in charge of Carlisle's accounting policies, operations, public reporting for the firm, and then the fund investment valuation compliance processes and all the investor reporting for most of our CPE and our real assets investment funds.
Did that role change much when we went public?
Absolutely. It's been an amazing transformation in terms of having to transform the accounting operations, implement all the new financial systems in order to meet all the public reporting and public unit holder demands and transparency that we need to provide.
So you're a certified public accountant. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, I'm a certified public accountant. I actually started in accounting when I was 15. I was first born of three children and raised by a single mother starting at the age of 8. We needed to make ends meet, didn't have much money growing up. So I started working when I was 10, started babysitting as soon as I could. Then I started working in Burger King and the Target equivalent of the Midwest, a store called Meyer's Thrifty Acres at the time. After that, I was lucky enough to run into someone that needed help in an accounts payable function in a small school supply distribution company. So I learned how to pay bills for a business at the age of 15, part-time after school.
So you kind of latched on to accounting pretty young.
I did. It made sense. In high school, I actually planned on being a math major and an actuary. Once I got to the University of Michigan and realized I had to write a thesis on what is the calculus, I didn't think that sounded like much fun. So I turned back into the business school and went into the accounting field because I had experience there. I went straight out of the University of Michigan to the Detroit office of Arthur Andersen, and I was there for 5 years before moving to the Washington, D.C. area with Arthur Andersen, and was there right up until Andersen collapsed.
And then jumped over to Carlisle?
I actually went to work for a mutual client of myself and our current chief financial officer, Kurt Buser, the company called Transaction Network Services. And I ran the investor relations and reporting function for that company and taking it public for the second time.
So how were you introduced to Carlisle, and you know, what did you find appealing?
Kurt Buser introduced me to Carlisle. So when he came over to Carlisle about 9 months prior to my joining, he had joined as the Carlisle's chief accounting officer at that time, and he asked me to join him shortly thereafter as the controller through our relationship and the work that we had done together since 1997.
What struck you about the firm when you were first introduced to it?
It was a small group of people, relatively small financial shop. And in addition to Kurt, there were a lot of people here that also came from Arthur Andersen. And so it was just that immediate sense of community. It felt comfortable. Everybody was very warm and welcoming and really wanted to figure out how to make that next step to transform Carlisle to a public company. So they were looking for someone like me that had that public company experience.
Now, you're in what we call investor services here, but it sounds like your duties as chief accounting officer span the whole firm. And can you tell us a little bit about how you interact with other people and how One Carlisle is a part of what you do?
In my role, I have to not only interact with other people, but rely on them. We have a wonderful group of talented people. One Carlisle, I find, it's an intangible. But you know it's there when you're here. You can feel it. It's an absolutely amazing, humble network of professionals that you can call on for anything that you need. Everyone here takes their jobs very seriously, and there hasn't been one person in 12 years I haven't asked for help and gotten the help that you need, and vice versa. I would help anyone here.
Tell us a little more about you, something special or interesting, something that's important to you.
The most important thing to me, my husband, my two girls, almost 8 and 11, they allow me to do what I do for work. They support me in doing what I really love, which is my philanthropic activities, primarily focused around junior achievement. I was a junior achievement kid in high school, which is actually how I credit getting even more into accounting and getting into the University of Michigan and pursuing that goal. Junior achievement focuses on financial literacy and entrepreneurship programs. I was in a high school program called the Company Program that had us start our own business. We had a corporate sponsor that came in and had us create a business idea, and it won't surprise you that I was doing all the finances for that business. It was an amazing program. I was in a difficult situation, difficult upbringing, and it really just showed me a path out and how to get to college and the importance of it and what the different types of careers like accounting were in operating a business. Coincidentally, as fate would have it, through our One Carlisle network, the opportunity came to join the board of Junior Achievement here in Washington, and it took me about 2 seconds to say yes because it's such an important organization to me, and I really credit it with helping me figure out the world when I didn't have much direction.
Pam, thank you so much for being a part of our We Are Carlisle series. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on Carlisle ValueCast.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you for joining us. For more information, go to our website at www.carlisle.com. This has been a Carlisle ValueCast podcast.